Today's Mishnah in Masechet Mikvaot is Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beit. So yesterday we saw that there were three different types of water or liquid that have different levels of affecting the Mishnah, the Mikvah. One of them is Ma'alin Velo Poslin, amazing things like ice and so on that are great for making a Mikvah and do nothing to hurt the mikveh, even if it's choser kurtav, and you pour it in from a container, doesn't passel. We talked about those at length yesterday. The second level were things that are poslin, velo ma'alin, so those are basically things that are still considered to be water, and if they were put into any type of container, if they are poured into a mikveh, they are not part of the mikveh, and not only that, they will actually passel a mikveh if there are three lugin of them. So, elu poslin velo ma'alin. So we're talking about, first of all, water. Now, it doesn't matter whether that water is bein tzbeim, bein taurin. Mayim she'uvim have nothing to do with whether the water itself is tahor or tamei. So forget about that. As long as it's water that was in a container, it is mayim she'uvim. Now, how about water that is not quite water anymore because I used it for pickling or I used it for stewing? Now, obviously, I did that in a container of some kind, a bottle or a pot. Well, despite the fact that they are certainly no longer tasting like water, what's in those pots, but even though for some inyanim, obviously, it's important how something tastes, if it's nogea brocha, or if it's nogea the dinim of whether it's chayav and truma. But for a mikveh, the taste of the water is irrelevant. And therefore, even though you would think, yeah, but this isn't really water, it is water. And it is going to passel a mikveh b'shloshalugin, as we will see. Same thing would be true about temet. So remember what temet is. Temet is where you take the lees of a settle on the bottom after you press grapes into wine, and all of that which is left behind can be reprocessed by putting water over it, letting it soak, and it begins to ferment. And at the point that it ferments, it becomes a kind of wine, which is no longer called water. It's called temed yayin. And as I mentioned to you, that used to be the way that a lot of the so-called kosher wines in Eretz Yisrael were made before winemaking became so wonderful in Eretz Yisrael. So that started only about 50, 40 years ago that they started making real wine. But before that, all of the wines were basically temed. And they are considered to be water until they actually ferment. So therefore, that was all the time the Sfardim would never make Kiddush on any Ashkenazi wine, because they said, well, it wasn't really wine. But anyway, all of that temed, until it ferments, is still water. And because of that, it's no different than straight out water. And when I say straight out water, it means poslin and no malin. What do I mean? Ketzat poslin velo malin. So if you had a mikveh that actually had a little bit less, even a tiny bit, a little bit less than our boim saw. And let's say it was missing only a kurtav, you know. A kurtav is only a 64th of a lug, so it's tiny. And you feel, okay, so I'll pour in a little bit of temet. That should be okay, right? No, it's not okay, because you cannot use mayim she'uvim, which is what temet is. And if you pour it in, it's not going to be a kosher mikveh. So if nafa mayim kurtav letocho, it's not going to be male the mikveh to make it a kosher mikveh. But it obviously doesn't passel the mikveh. But if you add shlosha lugin and it was choser anything, you add the shlosha lugin, then you're going to passel that mikveh forever. You have to get rid of all of that water. You can't add kosher water to it once you already killed it by putting in shlosha lugin of these types of things, like temed, or like pickle juice, or anything like that. But other things, now we're talking about the third type of things. They are included in this Mishnah as well. And that means that we're talking about there are things that are neither malin nor poslim. What would that be? Well, that would be any of the other mashkin. So what are the other mashkin? Remember, we had that yad dam shachat simen. So you've got wine, or dvash devorim, or olive oil, or dew, or blood, or milk, or for that matter, may perot. You want to put in orange juice, like we were talking about Alon's mikveh yesterday, or I don't know, it takes a lot of orange juice to make a mikveh. But anyway, those kind of things.
And lemon tree.
And for that matter, fish juice, which is tzir, or murias, which is the fish, not just the juice, but it's actually a fat of the fish in the juice. It's like a dip. Or the temet after it already is ichmit. Well, those things, l'chora, have no meaning to a mikveh at all. Yet, I cannot tell you that they are never malin in the mikveh. Because strangely enough, there is one case where they are malin in the mikveh. Now let me tell you what I mean. Pa'amim ma'alin u'pa'amim she'ena ma'alin. What? You mean I could really add milk to a mikveh and it would be a kosher mikveh? Ketzad, how would that be? I'll tell you. Let's imagine a case. If you have a mikveh that is chaser a little bit, maybe it's arbaim sa'ah and it's missing just one sa'ah. Okay. Now, a sa'ah of any of these things, the orange juice, the milk, Tamet shloich meats, they fall into that mikveh. That's going to help you. Because as we already said, you cannot use these things towards the mikveh. But they're not mayim sheuvim either, because they're not mayim. So they're not going to parcel the mikveh. So that's what I mean when I say they don't mala the mikveh and they don't parcel the mikveh. But I told you there is one case where, in a sense, they are mala the mikveh. And what do I mean? Let's imagine a case where you have a full mikveh, and this mikveh has 40 sa'ah. Now, you first put in an additional sa'ah of orange juice, okay? Now you go, so now what happens? You've got 41 sa'ah. Now you go ahead and you take out a sa'ah. Now you've got 40 sa'ah. Now you know perfectly well that in that 40 sa'ah, there's a percentage of orange juice, right? It's not 40 sa of water anymore. It used to be 40 sa of water before you added the sa of orange juice. Well, adding the sa of orange juice did not parcel that mikveh, obviously. So, when I took out one sa, do I not say to myself, anybody understands that there's no longer 40 sa of water in this mikveh? And I thought orange juice cannot be mashlim a mikveh. The din is that if natan sa'ah and natal sa'ah, in that order, only in that order, you added one sa'ah and you took out another sa'ah, it is going to be kosher. Why is it going to be kosher? Because let's analyze what happened. We started with a kosher mikveh and we add 1/40th of its amount of orange juice, right? What's the din of that orange juice? It becomes completely bottled to the mikveh, because anything is going to be bottled in those proportions, unless we're talking about things like orla, kelayim, truma, but anything is bottled. One in the proportion over here, it's rove that we're only interested in. So obviously the orange juice no longer has a din of orange juice because the mikveh subsumed it. But that's only if you have a mikveh. So it's bottled to the rest of the mikveh. If you don't have a mikveh, now when you add that orange juice to the 39 sa'ah, you didn't do anything to make a mikveh. And in that case, it's not going to help you. But it will help you once it's bottled to the mikveh. It will remain a mikveh because I no longer see the orange juice as being there. So, in terms of the halacha, there is no arshus.